This week on The Nervous Record.
Early risers.
I hate them.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You're not better than us.
They're so virtuous and self-righteous, those early risers. There's a commercial on the television right now that's like, shout out to all the early risers because you're better human beings.
Fuck you.
Hate you, early risers.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Is today the new moon in Sagittarius?
Yesterday was.
Okay. Is this part of your new moon ritual?
What?
Have you dropped moon stuff since you started dating?
I thought last night I was lying awake in bed.
You were such a fair weather moony.
I was lying awake and I was just... Something was felt very, very wrong inside of me because I was like, I haven't done any moon intentions. And then I'm going to miss it. But you get 3 days on the front end and the back end that you get to have that lunar energy.
So you're saying the lunar energy is loose?
No. I mean, it's like an oven preheating, cooking. And then decreasing in heat, like, you've still got a little bit of time between it when it's between 250 and 500 degrees.
What if you put the tots in too early?
It's not going to cook. You got to put it in there, but you got a window, but it's a slight window.
You might need to leave it in there a little bit longer.
Maybe. We're comparing the moon to tater tots in the oven.
No, your intentions are the tater tots. Your intentions are frozen tots. Your intention tots.
Let's set some intentions.
Great, let's do it.
You know what? I mean, that's just occurred to me. I've been torturing myself for having not done it.
This is the time to do your homework.
But this is, well, I mean, I had written
your homework.
I had written down while you were talking to Cordelia. I just had the thought, what did you think about today?
Sleepy, a little crusty. That's just because I have a cold.
No, not what, how did you feel today? What did you think about?
Think about?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, think about today.
No. This isn't your review of the day.
Okay.
It's not your Yelp of the day. It's individual things that you thought about today.
Okay.
Be they random or pertinent or both.
Okay. So I was brainstorming how to make this teacher gift.
Yes.
For Cordelia. And brainstormed puff paint. And then, like, mostly in the back of my head all day was this junk with my dad. I don't know. You want to explain it? No.
Yeah, let's try me explaining it. Let's suck the gravitas out of it entirely. So Amanda was in the show, and she was gay in the show. It was called The Cake. If I get off the rails, guide me back.
I was just thinking that you were going to make a joke. It's called The Cake.
Damn it, I can't believe I missed that. So, like, quick rundown. I'm going to give you, like, Amanda's whole entire life leading up to this moment.
Oh, God.
Amanda is the spawn. No, that's not what it is.
Spawn?
Child? The child?
Just say a normal
offspring.
Word.
Child. Amanda's dad is a Southern Baptist. So she grew up in an evangelical, conservative mm-hmm. household.
And this playwright also did.
But hold on, we're not to the play yet. We're at the beginning of your life, okay?
I'm trying to, like, weave it all together.
I'm just giving the high points of your... So this is... You're born to this Baptist guy. Skip forward 15 years. She meets me.
These are just the high... Most important moments in
life. These are just the important moments. And convinces me to get dunked. So...
That means
I jumped on the Baptist bandwagon willingly, and I'm still technically, I think, I'm on the church's roll. They try to collect my money every year.
Yeah.
So she met me, and then she was inspired and spurred on by that, too. She realized that life could be so much more complex. and nuanced.
Yeah.
And Amanda incidentally met the son of a preacher man and married him because he was the only boy that could ever reach you, right? So Amanda and Jay are these two liberal, cool, hip, forward-thinking, moving, co-parenting. That's co-parenting? Is that it?
Yeah, sure.
But coming from being from this conservative background. Amanda is a very gifted and talented actor. She can do all the things.
I can do all the things. Rodeo, count me in. Yeah.
One of the things Amanda's really good at doing, if you haven't figured this out by this podcast by now, is she can grab you right in the feelings. Like, and she's the only one in town that knows how to do this. So really? Now tell us about the geek.
Yeah, so I played a woman from the South mm-hmm. who has lived in New York, and over the past 5 years since her mom had died, she realized she was gay.
As people in New York do.
Because you're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When in New York, it was New Yorkers do. So my parents came to see it. But then, tonight, my father talks to me. And he says, you did a great job with the acting last night, but you just can't do this emotional stuff anymore. You need to do more of that, like, Lucille Ball stuff, comedy stuff. And I was like, just gonna go downstairs and watch murder shows. And Leah said it took balls for me to do this play, but just not Lucille balls. Which is the summation of this story, is that, like, it took a lot of balls for me to do it. It was very emotionally challenging.
Yeah, she came into the room tonight basically being like, hi-ho, hi-ho, I don't have validation for my father.
So at this point, I know that it still bothers me, but we still don't talk about it. And one of my compulsive behaviors is buying journals for myself that I never write in. It's just such an obvious symbol, like, you need to talk about your feelings, Amanda. But I can't do it.
Amanda, you're doing it.
I am.
You're doing it. That's what this is.
A microphone.
And me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I mean, would you be sitting here in here alone with the microphone?
I wouldn't. No. I would never.
I know.
All right.
It's just how fortunate for you that I'm here. Which, like, I'm in therapy. Like, obviously, it's like I'm shouting from the rooftop. I am so comfortable in that therapist's office. I have brought Annie. I go in my pajamas.
Annie's your little dog.
Annie's my tiny dog.
Your fat little dog.
My little fat dog that sometimes attacks people.
Uh-huh.
But I take her. I walk around. I'm in my pajamas. I eat food. I ask them for food. I'm a hit in therapy. Like, that is the only place where I'm like, I soar. I have found my calling is just to be in therapy.
I love it.
And so two years ago, I was asked by my therapist. She's one of like 10 therapists in this practice. They had a fundraiser luncheon for the counseling center, and they asked me to be the keynote speaker because I'm so articulate and winsome to be the
Could you define winsome for me?
It's like Leah, you know, winsome, like some of it is winning.
Great.
I feel like that's a description for me. Some of it's winning. I said, okay. But I had never given a speech before. And I'm, like, putting it off writing it, which is putting her in a terrible position because she's, like, I can tell stressed. It's getting up to the day. Mm-hmm. And I haven't given her a draft or anything like that. And I'm like, oh, I work best under pressure. Like, it'll be
it's gonna be fine.
I promise it's gonna be fine. And literally was finishing the speech underneath the salad plate. at the actual luncheon. I'm sitting at this table with very prominent figures in the mental health community and sort of in the spiritual community, like, you know, the head of one of the largest old Methodist black churches, just like a whole mix of people, but people that I consider to have a little bit more depth and integrity than myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there around them just feeling like a basket case because I'm like, oh, okay, my speech is not like finished, but I'm kind of scribbling things down and it's coming down to the time. I mean, I was shaking like a leaf.
Oh, yeah.
Totally terrified, but like, it was like a movie at the end. Standing ovation, 200 people in the room applaud for like a really, really long amount of time. I walk over the table. People kept wanting to give me hugs. Had mixed feelings about that, but I was very moved because I didn't think that it was going to be something I would definitely remember for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, big deal. Big cinematic response, really meaningful. And I get, for the next few weeks, I'm getting cards from people. I'm hearing from people who have heard from people about my speech, aww, like literally. And I get this package in the mail, and it's from the woman who was the director of the counseling center. I'd never met her before that day. And she sent me a journal and a bouquet of grape blow pops. I wish I could say that. They were dum-dums, but I'm sure I ate them anyway. And and this journal. And so it's funny because you talked about your journal addictions and how that's like a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is definitely something to the fact that you keep collecting empty journals.
Yeah.
And there's a big part of me that doesn't want to start a new journal until I finished the last one. Part mm-hmm. of, I think, being a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that would represent in my life, but I'm like, I can't start a new journal until, like, an aesthetic thing. All of the pages have to be full. I have to be able to look at them and see that they are full.
Mm-hmm. God, that would feel so satisfying.
Oh, it feels great. There's an, oh my gosh. Oh,
but there's like, there's just a lot of TV to watch.
I don't watch a ton of TV. there was this day, and I mean, I've been going through stress of just being myself, and I was going up to Asheville, I think, to have acupuncture that day, and I was like, I'm gonna get a journal. I'm gonna maybe drive down the Blue Ridge Parkway and sit out in nature. I say in nature, but I mean just at one of those little, you know, scenic overlooks that I can get to with my car.
Yeah, that probably has something to do with the Civil War.
I don't. Well, I mean, I just don't want to go anywhere that I have to walk or put up effort.
Like, yeah.
No. The nature that you can drive to.
Yeah.
And, you know, clear my head. And I had this thought. I'm going to take this new journal, even though I haven't finished the one I'm currently working on. And this is a direct quote from my brain to you.
Okay.
Because you can have a fresh start whenever you choose.
That's right.
That's what I told myself that morning. Having said that, let's start the entire show over. What did we first talk about? Reset the timer. And so I had this, I mean, it was just this like revelatory moment where the voice inside my head was actually saying something that was semi-affirming. I was going to grab my compulsion by the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of balls talk this evening.
Balls and conquistadors.
That's a funny word. You should always use balls as a noun in Mad Libs.
Great.
It delivers every time. And the poor. That's another one that's good.
Oh, God.
But so I'm and Regis. And cauliflower florets. I could just list a bunch of Mad Libs.
Okay, you need to finish this story.
I can have a fresh start whenever I choose, Amanda.
Yep.
This story is about Mad Libs now. We're done with the other story.
Damn it.
I put the journal in my car. I put my shit in my car, all my crap, and down in a bag. And I had to stop at work on the way out of town. And I pull up outside of my work, and I get out of the car, And I walk around to the passenger side door and go open the door. And I guess my bag had been leaning up against the side of the car.
Yeah.
So when I opened it, it actually toppled and it spilled out. Mm-hmm. And what came out of my bag was the journal. Mm-hmm. And it fell out of the car into a pile of human vomit. My fresh start journal. I fished out of a pile of human vomit. So my work is like across the street from that jazz, Mac Arnold's mm-hmm. blues. Mm-hmm. It was like a Saturday morning. So clearly somebody was there on Friday night, mm-hmm. had a little bit too much fun, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. puked all over the pavement.
How do you know it was human?
I mean, it's just, you it know, human vomit.
You saw a hot dog, didn't you?
Yeah, there was corn in there. There's always corn. I know what I cleaned off of that journal, and there was definitely, it was just like a mixture. It was like Captain Morgan's coconut rum.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It was like Everclear slushy. It was just well drinks, and that make you unwell.
Oh.
And it was like down kind of under the car, mm-hmm. like up against the curb. My journal like managed to go out of its way to topple and land directly of all of the floor space in mm-hmm. the entire city of Greenville. Mm-hmm. There probably aren't that many piles of human vomit.
No.
But my fresh start
maybe
journal.
Maybe six.
But my fresh start, that's what's just, see, that's the thing, is my life is like a great epic story that I wish it could end at the standing ovation. I wish it could end at the, like, it was a success. It was a triumph through the neuroses, through the mental illness, through the just Leah-ness. Mm-hmm. You managed to get through and succeed to boot. Good for you. Standing ovation. It's like Rudy. It's like watching Rudy. I had said to myself, you can have a fresh start whenever you choose. Now this thing is covered in fucking chunks that somebody blew. And I didn't want to leave it there because it's my beautiful journal that was given to me. Like, I may have a dedication inside of it, you know, like gorgeous circumstances. So I got a newspaper. And I used it kind of like to fish the journal up out of the vomit, kind of wrapped it in a newspaper, took it into my work. Nobody was there. Thank God. That would have been a weird,
yeah.
weird thing. And I was like looking like, what the hell do I do? And it was like a hard cover. I was able to wipe vomit off of the cover, mm-hmm. but it still was like in the pages, you know, mm-hmm. like in the whatever you call it. So I rinsed it in the sink, but I still had this. I still was like looking even at the hardcover, and I was like, I feel weird about you now. And so I looked around for something like antibacterial. All that I had was Windex, so I just sprayed it with Windex. Like, just doused it in Windex. But that has, like, cleaning stuff.
It's not antibacterial.
Well,
it's... Even though people always use it, like, at restaurants to clean off tables and stuff.
Oh, that's gross. I didn't think about that till now. Oh, I've thought so much about bacteria this week.
I
told you how I have E. coli all the time.
I'm taking an immunosuppressant right now.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna just get all the infections...
Why are you suppressing your immuno right now?
Because of my UC.
Mm. Okay. So they're like, you can have a C that's not you.
But it's going to be HEP.
But you have to say see you later to your immune system. God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I think the C HEP thing was funny. That I said. I think the thing that I said was funny. So, like, it's okay that you bombed because I got a funny thing out of it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Teamwork. I'd high five you, but I'm worried I'd give you E. coli.
So, did you throw away the journal?
No.
Where is it?
It's in my closet.
Gross.
I don't know what the fuck to do with that thing. That is never going to contain my life's great work. You know?
Maybe that should be your fuck-up journal. Like, you can have one for gratitude of things that are great, and then be like, but here are the things that I fucked up today.
I usually do it as, like, a bulleted five-point list, just, like, easy. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things I have gratitude for. I wonder how it would feel. I feel like my therapist would be like, don't end your day with listing out 5 things that you fucked up that day.
In a vomit journal.
In a vomit journal.
Yeah, I'm not a therapist.
Yeah, clearly. We said earlier
But what else are you going to use that journal for?
Well, let's do this. I asked you what you thought about earlier today. Not what you thought of the day, but what you thought about today. Mm-hmm. Let's list off 5 things that you fucked up today, and let's see how you feel afterwards.
Cordelia's spaceship.
She didn't fly?
Yeah, she was just like, now push me around. I was like, I can't.
Oh, she's a spaceship.
No, there's like a whole cardboard box situation going on.
And she was like, Mom, push me around. Validate my imagination.
Yeah, and I was like, no. And you're like, that's hard.
I'm too tired because my own parents are not validating my spaceship right now.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out how to get my father to push my spaceship after all this time. I'm out in space somehow with no help from my father. Cordelia is going to end up in space with no help from you. God. That's not true.
But if she really goes to space, I'll be very happy for her.
That's where she belongs. I've met her. So, okay, parent of the year. Too tired for your kid?
Too tired. Spent more money today.
Like on unnecessary things?
You know, on puff paint.
I'd say that's probably... There's like a tier Nate told me about that's like the things that you need to survive. But I'm pretty sure puff paint's not on the first tier.
I didn't have second any. Tier. Am I supposed to list 5 things?
Yeah, 3 more.
I woke up late.
Oh, we're going to count that as something you fucked up?
I mean...
That's just when your body woke you up.
I know, it just makes me feel bad because Jay gets up early and plays Barbies with Cordelia.
Why is it that early risers...
I hate them.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You're not better than us.
They're so virtuous and self-righteous, those early risers. There's a commercial on the television right now that's like, shout out to all the early risers because you're better human beings.
Fuck you.
Hate you, early risers. Nate set his alarm for 6:00 in the morning. So I rose. He was like, no, go back to sleep. I don't want you to worry about it. Go back to sleep. I'm like, don't go back to sleep, me.
Don't patronize me. With your go back to sleep.
I can be awake in this world if I want to be awake, because I'm an independent woman. But I really just want to go back to sleep. It's 6:00 in the morning.
I know.
So I waited until he left, and then I went back to sleep.
When I was temping last week, I was getting up at 6 a.m., going to work a day's work, which when I say work, that's with air quotes, because I just sat there all day by myself. But then I went and did a show that night that's very emotionally taxing.
Yeah.
And then I had a cold. And then my daddy doesn't like the things I do. So I get to sleep in till 8:30, okay? Anyway, so that was one thing that didn't feel good. How about that? I'll just say that it didn't feel good. I don't know that I fucked it up.
I was late to my work, which started at 11:00, because I literally slept until 10:45.
Oh, my God. I feel like this should be a regular segment that we end with, like, what did we fuck up today? What did we fuck up today? Yeah. I mean, do you want to talk about this week? Should we talk about this week?
No, just the day. It's a daily devotional. 5 things.
Published by Zondervan. You can buy it at Lifeway.
The things that I fucked up today. Okay, so that's 3. What's number 4?
I don't remember.
I'm sure if you come up short, I can think up some for you.
I'm sure you can.
We can consider this exercise one of them that you didn't do your best at. So we can call that five. It's a first day. It's amazing how quickly I can rattle you off five things that I really fucked up today. I was going to tell you one of the ones things I fucked up. I got lost on the way here. I took a left turn on Devinger Road. I was coming from Pelham.
Why?
I don't know. But I was like,
that's not the way to go.
This is the wrong way. How many years have I been driving here? I was so nervous. And I'm running late. I spent all this time straightening out my hair to make it smooth. I'm trying to get out the door. And my mom says, well, I like it when it's curled.
That's like, you're a great actor, but I'd rather you do comedy.
Yep.
And they wonder why we won't move out of their basements. They need to just push our spaceships.
It's no wonder we are so tired all the time. We're having to run our own goddamn spaceships.
On gummy bears and wine.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
The thing that's ridiculous about it is how many people did not even bat an eye, like just continued on their cell phones. You just saw a bird kamikaze into a girl's head.
I would be laughing so hard.
If you want to follow us online, you can find us on Twitter at Nervous Record, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Nervous Record, or you can like our Facebook page at The Nervous Record, and most importantly, you can throw us some money at patreon.com/The Nervous Record. We got to pay our producer somehow.